Into the World, written by Stephanie Parkin and read by Uli Bevay. In a coach house room on the edge of Paris, Marie-Louise Jardin stood beside a dying fire in clothes that were not her own, holding a baby she could not keep. She wore a royal blue coat with epaulets that sloped off her shoulders and white breeches that bagged above her boots. Beneath this loose and ill-fitting costume, her breasts were bound with linen bandages, stretched taut and knotted so tight each breath was cut short. She could feel her milk leak into the bandages, feel the brutal waste of it, as she pressed her son to her chest. "I have no choice," she whispered to him, throat closing. Tears dripped from her chin. One splashed on her baby's cheek and she watched it roll into the whirl of his ear. He did not wake. Milk drunk, he lay fast asleep in her arms. The hair on his head was pale, like hers, and already it grew in wild directions. She marvelled at his perfect skin, not a freckle or blemish or crimson stain. She stroked his plump pink arm, so full of health and hope. Bending forwards, she kissed his nose, his forehead, and then inhaled, committing him to memory. Alain de Gorge paced in front of the fire, her gown tracing lines in the dust of the floor. With her straight back and her snowy wig of hair piled high on her head, there was something of the proud swan about her. Marie-Louise needed her friend's spirit now. Alain's son, Pierre, an ensign in the French Navy, knelt to prod and scatter the embers. It was his cast-off uniform that Marie-Louise wore. The remains of her dress, her old life, burned in the grate. "Will you name the father?" Alomp asked her. "Shame him. He has responsibilities." Marie-Louise shook her head sharply. "It will do no good. I cannot name him." Alomp released a heavy breath. "Bastard children have no rights. As well I know it." Her voice was bitter. "Nor their mothers." But Marie-Louise could not admit his name. Not even to her one true friend, especially not to her. Shame reddened her face. She had been a fool. Her lover had discarded her, flicked her away as carelessly as if she were a blowfly that might lay a maggot in his plate of pie. She would not entrust her son to his mercy. "Then there is no other way," Alomp said, and the two women shared a look of bold despair. "Find a man," Marie-Louise thought, "or take this desperate course. Find a man, or become one."